Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Welcome to another Wednesday with Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, how she always says it so nicely. And today we have a topic that just by sending out our newsletter has stirred up the minds and hearts of many, which was really nice because I think it's a topic that a lot of people are struggling with, have had personal experience with, and certainly want to resolve. And as you know, Empowerment Radio is all about empowerment. It's resolving that, what holds us back from feeling our true, authentic selves. And those things are often worry, insecurity, anxiety, and fear. Today's topic is about such a fear. It is the fear of intimacy. For many, the fear of intimacy is something that they have been struggling with since ever they started dating. Some people call it the fear of commitment, the fear of love. But you know what I'm talking about when I describe to you the symptoms. But if you already feel jolted by this topic, if you already feel like, oh, wow, this is something I really want to have help with or need to learn more about, you can call in at 1-888-418-6890. Again, 888-418-6890. And ask any questions or share anything that's on your mind about that fear of intimacy. Now, we all want to be loved, right? So this is something I think that is a general need that we have. But you may have noticed for yourself that when you go into relationships, there is a certain kind of hesitancy. You just already worry about maybe there will be a shoe dropping. Maybe there will be some rejection. Maybe there will be the person not turning out to be the right one, or maybe you just feel already shut down or on a certain distance as you are going into this relationship. Now, once you're into the relationship, you feel at the beginning maybe happy and fulfilled, and there is a certain kind of high, but lo and behold, there are patterns creeping in. Lo and behold, you may feel that there is a certain kind of issue that you notice, not necessarily with yourself. You may notice it more with the other person. Maybe you start nitpicking. Maybe you just don't like how the person breathes while eating or sleeping, or how he or she's slurping its soup, or how there's always a mess in the car. You just start to find faults. Maybe you don't say anything, or you start showing a little irritation, a little frustration. And gently and slowly and surely, you are beginning to create a little barrier between you and the person you're with. Well, at some point, that barrier gets bigger. Maybe there is a lack of physical intimacy. Maybe you stop really communicating. Maybe you feel just like tension the moment you are with the other person. And at some point, you're either going to end the relationship or you're making sure that the relationship will be ended, the plug will be pulled, and then you're alone again. Now, at the beginning of being alone, that may feel like a relief. You may just wipe your forehead and say, glad that's over. But after a while, after that freedom of being able to do what you want, being able to just be yourself again, there is this feeling settling in that shows you, it's not so much fun being alone. Maybe there is a fear that's creeping in about loneliness, a sense of wanting to have love, wanting to have companionship, wanting to have a sense of being again in someone's life. And so you put yourself out there again and you go back into the dating circus. You are finding someone eventually and the same pattern starts all over again. And at some point you're just wondering, what's wrong with these guys or these women? Or maybe you say, what's wrong with me? Why am I not capable of being in a relationship? Why is it so difficult for me to love? The issue is that it is something that's not only about people that are on and off relationships. That fear of intimacy is also really an issue for many people that are in long-term relationships, in marriages or committed relationships. That's something that certainly has been a problem for many of my clients that have been coming to me that are complaining that somehow the love is not there, somehow the connection is not there, somehow there is some distance that they cannot explain. But when we dig deeper, when we look closer, there is a clear understanding that there is a core fear of intimacy that is at the root of the relationship issue. Now, if you don't know really if you have a fear of intimacy, if you don't really know that you have a problem with that, maybe just when you listen to some of those symptoms, some of those signs, you may find, well, maybe I do actually have an issue. So for example, when you don't feel worthy of love, when you avoid close relationships because you feel people don't really get you, understand you, or on the same wavelength with you, or when you're in a relationship, you're often clinging on to it. You overgive and override your own needs to make sure that the other person is pleased. Maybe you are a serial dater and have often just casual one-night stands. Maybe you're a person who feels like, I'm always choosing the wrong person. I'm always with the people that I'm really not supposed to be with, the people that are somehow just later on betraying me or making me feel bad. Or maybe you feel like you have an issue on a physical level. Maybe you feel like that there is something where as soon as it goes to the physical intimacy, you feel there is a lack of interest, a lack of libido, or maybe you have some erectile dysfunction. All of those things can be at the core of that fear of intimacy. So what we're going to talk about today is not only what the fear of intimacy is all about, but we're going to also talk today about where it comes from and how we can resolve that fear of intimacy, because ultimately it is something that so many people are struggling with. And isn't love, isn't having a committed relationship, isn't a partnership ultimately one of the key pillars of a fulfilling life? So how can we make that more fulfilling? Before we go there, I want to mention the other aspect of the fear of intimacy that shows up in a marriage. And that is something that I feel a lot of people are simply maybe discounting as, well, we have been married so long, so that's normal. At some point, you know, the zest, the fire is gone. Or maybe we have been just too long together, and so we are going into our own ruts and our own roles, and we just have to accept this. Mom and dad did exactly the same thing. But that's not true. A marriage brings up certainly a lot of fears. It brings up a lot of issues with our own boundaries, and ultimately, it brings up a lot of problems that we may have with ourselves. So one of the things that you may notice in your marriage is that you, at some point, feel like you cannot really tell your partner how you feel, or you cannot really tell the secrets that you may have, or when you feel ashamed, or when you feel vulnerable. Maybe there is a feeling that you have a sense that you can talk better and more with a friend than with a person that you're living with. Maybe there is a sense for you that you are finding yourself more often judging or criticizing your spouse, or you're feeling that you are avoiding the person altogether. Yeah, you do projects together, you take care of the kids together, but you sure don't want to sit on the same couch in the evening when nothing is going on. You don't want to go for a walk, and you don't want to go for a date. All of those signs are warning signs. There is something in your marriage not quite right, that there is a fear of connection, a fear of intimacy that is starting to create two different tracks in your marriage. And those tracks are not bringing you together. They may actually move you away from each other. We'll talk more about the fear of intimacy, what it's all about, why we have it in the first place, and of course, how we can resolve it when we come back.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. We are talking about the fear of intimacy, and we are talking about what that fear is actually all about and where it is coming from. Now, here are a few stories that I want to share with you about that fear of intimacy, and stories that may actually also explain to you personally where your fear may have come from. A client of mine had been growing up with parents that were not necessarily the best role models when it comes to love and intimacy and connection. And so they were always fighting, and they certainly also created a lot of havoc at home until they finally got divorced. Now, after the divorce, she lived with both alternately. Father and mother remarried eventually. Now, both step-parents just gave them the feeling of not being wanted, gave them the feeling of there is just no room for them. They are not supposed to be there. And so she and her siblings just felt always tossed around and pushed back and forth from that home. Now, whenever she was later on as an adult in a relationship, she started to cling on to whatever person she was with. And she was clinging on to the extent that there was almost like no sense of self left. Whatever this person wanted her to be, whatever this person wanted her to do, she was doing just in that need, that desperate need to feel that she belongs. Now, at the same time, while she had that need, she also had constantly a little voice inside that said, I don't think he really wants you. I don't think that he's really interested. I don't think that he really wants to have a long-term relationship with you. And so she started then these games in her mind of looking at the phone and seeing if there is any text to other women, spying on him, what he does after work, and basically, lo and behold, becoming more and more distrustful, although this partner or any partner before didn't give her really any reasons to do so. But usually the relationships ended because that pressure and that tension that she built wasn't sustainable. Another client of mine grew up with a very passive father and a very domineering and cold mother. And as much as he tried to please her, she remained distant and often very critical. And his fear of intimacy just showed up then later on in his life by either pleasing his girlfriends to the extent of self-sacrificing, or responding to them whenever they did something he didn't like them to do with an outburst of anger and frustration, which usually also ended the relationships. A third one that I think is also a classic example is a client who grew up with a father who always said, no. I want to go to the fair. No. I want to go out with friends. No. I want to wear something colorful and nice. No. The answer was always no. And when she felt then sad and crushed and cried, she was on top of it, made feel ashamed and embarrassed about it. So at some point, she remembered, she just decided, I will no longer care. I will no longer expect anything. And I certainly will never trust anyone. And so she went through life with her heart closed and her sense of hope and expectation of being loved completely shut down. Now, these are just examples of where those reasons for the fear of intimacy can come from our childhood, from our upbringing. Often these are wounds of rejection, of abandonment, of neglect and abuse that bring up two core needs inside of us. It's a need for safety and that need for love and belonging. And that need for safety makes us shield ourselves, especially from those who potentially can hurt us. We don't want to show the most vulnerable and fragile parts of us because we believe this is certainly not safe. So we are protecting ourselves. We are protecting ourselves by keeping people at arm's length. We are withholding love. We are closing ourselves off. And we can also protect ourselves by playing roles, like taking on roles that make us feel safer. The role of the aloof one and the unattainable one. And maybe the role of the caretaker or the pleaser or maybe you play a role of the rebel and the untamable that just doesn't really care and want to be with anyone anyhow. All those roles are like armors that make us feel safer. Armors that we are hiding behind that make us feel somehow being with someone is risk-free. Now, at the same time, there is the other need, the need of loving, the need of belonging, the need of feeling there is a place for us. That need comes from that deeper sense of loneliness that we may have experienced, that sense of unworthiness that may have come from rejection or from neglect. Those, that need of love, that need of belonging can be equally strong as that need of safety. So that makes us then jump into relationships, no matter whether they are right for us or not, can make us give in and often give up our own individuality and do whatever the other person wants us to do and to be. There is also, of course, with that fear of love, the fear of losing that love, that fear of what happens if I'm no longer receiving this attention, this sense of appreciation from this person. And so we are able to go into modes that make us completely lose sight on anything in life. We give up friends, we give up hobbies or interests. The other person becomes like oxygen, like the life force that we need. Without it, we cannot exist. And then, of course, ultimately, this person feels such a pressure and such a neediness from us that usually this is neither attractive nor sustainable. And then that person responds in that way of maybe distancing him or herself or feeling overwhelmed. And lo and behold, we are creating this self-fulfilling prophecy again of, well, we are not lovable and we don't really belong and nobody really cares. So you can see there are two hearts inside of the fear of intimacy, at the core of the fear of intimacy, that are in conflict with each other, that go back and forth with each other. Now, when it comes to that need of love, the interesting thing is that it's not really necessarily about that specific person. Because if you have been struggling with the fear of intimacy for quite some time, you know that the person that you focus on, that you're with, that you're afraid of losing, that you make to that center of your universe is interchangeable. You're once with that person and then that ends, and then you put all your energy into that next person and that ends again. And you wonder when that need of love is there, is that really about what this person gives me as who he or she is? Or is it just that energy of love that I want, that attention that I need, that void that needs to be filled? A client of mine said something very revealing to me. She said, when I asked her, how would she feel? Because she was very afraid that her boyfriend would cheat on her. And I asked her, how would she feel if her boyfriend would die tomorrow? And she said, after a moment of thinking, well, strangely, that would be easier for her to handle than if he would leave her. And that shows that in this case, like with many that are struggling with fear of intimacy, it is more that need that needs to be fulfilled than the person that we are asking to fulfill us. So the answer, the question is, of course, what can we do? And why is it that we are always picking the wrong people? A lot of people that have the fear of intimacy say, well, my ticker is just off. Whenever I go into a relationship, somehow I get screwed over, or somehow I'm picking the guys that are wrong, or somehow I'm ending up with someone who is just completely wrong for me. So why do we do that? Why are we choosing to be with those people that we know ultimately are not right for us? Well, there are many reasons, but a part of the reason is that, of course, the people we are with are also a reflection on how we are with ourselves. So if you have a fear of commitment, you are much more likely to choose someone who also has that fear, someone you can just already pick out as someone that probably, you know, maybe very attractive and there's a lot of chemistry, but there are also a lot of other people in the wake of this person. And you know that you're not the only one, or you will not be the only one, because that person itself represents the archetype of that fear of commitment and that incapability of commitment. Or maybe you pick someone who is exactly treating you like you treat yourself, with disrespect, with hot, cold, with a sense of inconsideration. Maybe you pick a person who represents how you grew up, represents someone in your childhood. That one person that I told you about who had that very cold and critical and judgmental mother, he had a series of relationships that were exactly with people that were triggering the same response inside of him, because they were basically from that same, in that same way, also cold, judgmental, critical. And why do we do that? Well, part of the reason is, of course, that this is what's familiar. But another reason is that we want to resolve that, what we haven't been able to resolve in our childhood, the confusion from that time, that pain that it cost us to not get that love or that attention or that safety. We want to have a person who is similar to give that to us, in the hope that what we experienced during our early years was wrong, in the hope that we finally can find peace and resolution through the other person with our childhood. And of course, we cannot really ask this from a relationship, because no one that we are with in an intimate level should be our therapist or should be the healer of our childhood wounds. Now, what can we do? How can we resolve the conflict? How can we overcome the fear of intimacy? When we come back, we will talk more about it. And again, if you have any questions, call in 888-418-6890. We will be right back.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. His technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltechWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life?
Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedemann, and we talk today about that fear of intimacy that may have plagued you for quite some time. Again, with any questions, call in 888-418-6890 or ask a question in the chat box that's available on the Transformation Radio website. Well, before the break, we just talked about how the fear of intimacy on a deeper level, you know, whenever I talk, you probably know by now I'm talking not about just intellectual concepts. I'm talking about the deeper reasons, and that deeper reason for the fear of intimacy is on a subconscious level. It's on a deeper level. Otherwise, we would have just solved it by now and very easily because we would have just figured it out with our rational mind. Well, the fears in our lives are not rational issues. They're coming from that deeper subconscious mind. And so what I said before the break is that there are two core needs that are coming from our early upbringing that usually are colliding with each other. So there is that need for safety, and then there is that need for love. Now, what are we actually trying to preserve? What are we trying to protect? Well, what we are trying to protect is that deepest, vulnerable, most precious aspect of ourself. What we're trying to protect is that aspect of ourself that is, you could say, the innocence within each and every one of us. What there is to protect is what we call and often mislabel as the vulnerable side of us. But vulnerable has such an association with that it's weak, that it's easily to get hurt, easily to get annihilated, but it's not true. That deepest part of us is, in fact, a part of us that is the most powerful, the most profound when it comes to be able to make life fulfilling, make life creative, make connections meaningful. That aspect of us on a deeper level is the one that got the most confused because when we grew up, it may have not been seen as precious. When we grew up, it may have not been treated with care and kindness. When we grew up, we may have not had that feeling that we are valued for being sensitive or compassionate or kind or innocent. And so we just believe it's better to shut that off and not show it to anyone because maybe this is going to happen again. Now, this inner conflict pulls you into two opposing directions. I mean, you can feel it, right? So there is a part of you that just pulls you away from letting anyone get close, that makes you just go through these pattern of even when you're in a relationship, you find a reason to get out of it or to make the other person make the relationship go sour and end. And then there is the other side that is so lonely and feels so desperate and feels so different and unworthy. And both sides are equally struggling with each other. And so We need to address both. Now, in order to address both, there needs to be first an agreement on your end that is basically something that's changing your perception, your perspective on love and relationship in the first place. And the first agreement you have to make is that you take ownership and responsibility for whatever your relationships were and for whatever you didn't get or experience during them. You want to take ownership and responsibility for that fear of intimacy and realize it's not about the other people. It's not the person that may have left you, hurt you, abandoned you, betrayed you. It is about the relationship with yourself. Because the key issue that needs to be resolved is older than the relationships you may have had in your adulthood. The key issue is that you're ultimately looking on the outside to have those core needs of safety and love fulfilled. And you're not really looking on the inside to fulfill them yourself. Nobody can or should fulfill those basic needs at the core level. It's too much expectation, it's too much pressure, and it makes you automatically dependent and smaller, and it makes the other person bigger and potentially look like a threat. The second agreement you have to make with yourself is that you are your own source of safety. You need to treat yourself with the kindness and the respect you deserve. You need to treat yourself in a way that you feel safe with yourself. A client of mine just told me that he really doesn't like his insecure side. He really doesn't like the side of him that feels that he's not as good as others, that constantly compares himself and constantly comes short. He just wants to get rid of it. And so he is ultimately judging himself, berating himself, sometimes even hating himself for having that insecurity. What's wrong with me? Nobody else has it. I'm a loser. So he calls him all these names. But then he realized that where this all started was at a time in school where he got bullied, where he got mistreated, where he ultimately was always the one that got pushed aside or was made fun of and was made feel less than. The bullies of the past made him become the bully of himself. And naturally, when you're bullying yourself, when you're treating yourself in a way that truly isn't kind or safe, of course there is a sense of, well, I cannot be my source of safety, so I need someone else to do that for me. In the same way, when you are going into relationships or acting in ways that is not safe, that is creating more pain, that is ultimately repeating the patterns that in the first place have hurt you, there is also that part of the subconscious that says, well, you are not to be trusted. And when you cannot trust yourself, you're naturally looking for someone outside of you that you can trust. But since trust is already difficult to have, you won't find that there either. So how can you become your own source of safety? You simply are watching how you speak to yourself. You are that source that is always understanding, always respectful, and always in a way secure for yourself. And that starts with your self-talk. That starts with the patterns that you have. Let's say you are a person who just knows that every time you go into dating, you go through the same patterns that are self-destructive, and maybe also you're losing your identity in it. That's not safe behavior. When you're knowing that when you're in a relationship, you're automatically starting to maybe drink more or abuse more, that's not safe behavior. So just notice how you can become that person that you 100% can lean on and feel safe with. And of course, first notice what you're doing to make yourself feel unsafe, how you become your own threat. And then the third agreement is to become your own source of love. You know, we are all trying to, it's like getting an omelet from the person that we are with. We are in a relationship when we have this fear of intimacy issue, and we make that person to our personal chef. We cannot even imagine that we can feed ourselves anymore. And so when you're expecting to get all that love and all that attention and all that feeling good from someone else, of course, that person becomes so vital and so important that you're automatically freaking out just by the thought that that person may not be in your life anymore. So turning it around and becoming your own source of love is vital and important, because it makes you then realize, I can always feed myself. I can always take care of myself. I can always give myself that what I really truly want, which is a sense of belonging, a sense of being wanted, a sense of being seen as worthy and lovable. I know a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to love myself. Well, that's trite. There are all these sayings about self-love, but how do you do this? Well, after the break, we will talk about that, and we will also talk more about the fourth agreement around love and intimacy that you need to have in order to resolve that fear. When we come back, we'll talk all about that.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. We are talking about the fear of intimacy. And before the break, I mentioned the three agreements, how to turn your fears around. Agreement of responsibility, agreement to become your own source of safety, and to become your own source of love. Now, the fourth agreement is pretty much summarizing it all, which is that you make love and intimacy and relationships no longer just about a need that you need to get fulfilled, a need that you want others to give you something or provide you with an assurance that everything will be fine, or they're going to love you forever, or they're going to fulfill all the needs that you ever have. And that need is not really what love, what relationship, what connection is all about. Really get into that place where you feel that you are the one who is offering yourself, your beautiful, precious, authentic self to someone else. Eye to eye, heart to heart, equal to equal. That's really what ultimately relationships are about. That we are meeting each other on the same plane. That we are meeting each other with a lot in our baskets to share and to enjoy with each other. When we are having the fear of intimacy, we are entering into relationships with an emptiness, with a hurt, with a wound, with an insecurity. And unless we are really healing that first, we are ending up repeating those same unhealthy, codependent, and self-destructive patterns over and over again. Now, if you want to work on this deeper, and if you want to really resolve on a subconscious level the fear of intimacy, of course, I'm offering individual sessions that you can do from wherever you are, all over the world, because I'm working with clients via Skype. So you can sign up for a free consultation by going to thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. And I can just explain to you how you can identify and then resolve and address the root causes of the fear of intimacy and learn to be your source of safety and love and worthiness. Now, to end, like often, I like to do a little meditation, which just gets you more in touch with what we all just have talked about. So what I would like you to do is just to close your eyes and take a deep breath in, and then exhale. And feel that in this moment, you may get in touch with that fear that has been plaguing you. Maybe that sense of pushing someone away when they get too close, that sense of feeling unworthy and unlovable, no matter how much that person shows you the opposite that you're with. Just notice that fear that may in this moment, as we talked about, just be more in the forefront of your mind. And then go into your heart. Imagine that in your heart there is a gateway to all of your memories and the entire path of your life. And I would like you just to let yourself be carried there by your subconscious mind, carried into the past, way back, where that conflict, that feeling of love is not safe, but I need it so much, that feeling of I need to avoid and hide out, but I want to be seen and belong, where this conflict may have begun. You may find that early on in your life, you can see a scene, you can see a memory, or you were exactly in that conflict. You may have felt in that moment ignored, made fun of, or rejected. And then you felt inside that confusion. On the one hand, you wanted to be different. On the one hand, you want someone to take you into their arms and say, I'm here for you. I love you. I care for you. But nobody is there. Because nobody is there, that pain and that hurt gets even worse. And so at that point, you just feel it's not safe. It's not safe to show my vulnerability. It's not safe to be that emotional. It's not safe to feel that hurt. And you may have felt just already starting to give up to ever have those needs met. You may have seen your parents fighting and you just feel that love is all about conflict, maybe even violence. Or you may have witnessed one of your parents heartbroken because the other one left. Whatever you see right now, just let it be a sign that there is something on a deeper level that your subconscious wants you to witness and experience. And then see that part of you, that person that you were at that time, that younger self, as that source of that fear, as that source of those needs, the needs for feeling safe and loved, the need for knowing nobody gonna hurt me, but also someone loves me and cares for me. Let that deeper part of you be the one that you are right now opening up to. Make this inner self your primary relationship right now. By doing exactly that, what you would have wished someone would have done for you. Maybe you had a grandmother who was that source of safety and love. So do exactly what she would have done when she was around. Maybe you had dreams of someone, a fairy, coming in and just swooping you away and making you feel all better and joyful again. As you are witnessing this part of you inside, you can intuitively know what that part of you needs. It may need a hug. It may need just to have its hands held, looked into its eyes, and be told, I'm here. I see you. I know that you have been always looking outside for what you needed. You always have been hoping that someone else can give you that sense of safety and love. But right now, I am here. Right now, I see and understand you. Right now, I commit to give you what you have been missing out, to fill the void, to heal the wounds, and to build a foundation of trust in life and trust in yourself. And you can stay with this part, even though the show will end. Just take your time, connect, communicate, deepen this relationship. Don't judge yourself for that fear of intimacy, but understand it better. No, it's not hopeless, but no, there is a resolution. And that solution is within you. It's within your reach. It's within your heart. Until next time, in 2 weeks, where we will find another exciting topic about how to live a more fulfilling and empowered life. All the best and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.